The Gulag Archipelago, Volume 3, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. The book is subtitled Katorga. A preface to the English translation. To those readers who have found the moral strength to overcome the darkness and suffering of the first two volumes, the third volume will disclose a space of freedom and struggle. The secret of this struggle is kept by the Soviet regime even more zealously than that of the torments and annihilation it inflicted upon millions of its victims. More than anything else, the communist regime fears the revelation of the fight which is conducted against it with a spiritual force unheard of and unknown to many countries in many periods of their history. The fighter's spiritual strength rises to the greatest height and to a supreme degree of tension when their situation is most helpless and the state system most ruthlessly destructive. The communist regime has not been overthrown in 60 years, not because there has not been any struggle against it from inside, not because people docilely surrendered to it, but because it is inhumanly strong, in a way as yet unimaginable to the West. In the world of concentration camps, corrupt as everything within the Soviet system, the struggle began, alas it could not begin otherwise, by terrorist actions. Terrorism is a condemnable tool, but in this case it was generated by 40 years of unprecedented Soviet state terrorism, and this is a striking instance of evil generating evil. It shows that when evil assumes inhuman dimensions, it ends up by forcing people to use evil ways even to escape it. However, the concentration...